My Christmas message will be brief. That's a reassurance before we start, so you needn't be worrying too much. I just wanted to think about how we might respond to Jesus, how we might respond to the coming of the Lord. There we are. The computer's taken a little time to respond. And I thought we'd look at those responses that we see in the Christmas narrative. So thinking about those responses, thinking about Mary, and it says that Mary pondered these things in her heart. She kept them in her heart or treasured them in her heart and pondered them. That's an interesting word, isn't it? Pondered. Anybody know what it means? To mull over. But that, is that like wine, when you mull wine? When you mull something over, what do you do? You think about it. You reflect on it. Yeah? Yeah? You meditate on it. I think ponder and mull probably came from the same word, which is a nice chemistry word. It's grind up. So you grind something into a fine powder. You chew it over in your mind. You think about it. Now, it's interesting that, well, I say it's interesting. It's interesting to me that it says that everybody wondered about these things, but wondering is sort of going, oh, that's strange, isn't it? Never mind, I'll carry on. But Mary didn't do that. She pondered it. She just chewed it over and ruminated on it. There's another one. She digested it and thought about what it meant. And she treasured it in her heart. Then we got the shepherds. They glorified and praised God. To glorify means to give honour that's due. So to remember that there is honour due to God. To remember that he is creator, sustainer, and redeemer. And that therefore it is right to honour him. And to praise means to tell the story, actually. It's interesting. You might think it means to sing songs. But praise literally means to tell the narrative. To tell the good things that God has done. And that's what the shepherds did, wasn't it? As they went on their way, they were telling everybody that the angels had told them how it would be, and they'd seen it just as the angels had said it would be. So they were telling the narrative, and that way they were bringing praise to God. And then finally, not in the passage we had here, but in the Magi coming to visit Jesus, we're told that they are coming, they're traveling, they're using their science and their wisdom, their inquiry, to find Jesus in order to worship him. And when they come, it says that they bow down and worship him. Now, a theological furore rages over what the word worship means. Because what it actually means literally is to make a cone. That's not particularly helpful, is it? I mean, how many of you make a cone when you come into church? It's not something that you generally do. So some theologians have said, well, to make a cone is to purse the lips, to come forward to kiss God, to worship God. And others say, no, that would be foreign to Jewish thought. Rather, it's to do this, to bow down and to make, I don't know if I'll ever get up, make a cone, to bow down. Well, it says that they bow down and make a cone. So although it said in our first carol that only Mary worshipped Jesus with a kiss, maybe the wise men also worshipped Jesus by bowing down and kissing the newborn, well, not actually the newborn child, but the child. The most natural thing in the world to show that they recognized him as king. So these are the sort of options that the Bible gives us. And I think what's lovely about it is that they reflect different sorts of people, don't they? There are some people that when they hear something, they want to really chew it over and think about it before they respond. Others want to go away and tell everybody about it straight away and tell everybody the story and say how great God is. And others, they want to come privately to Jesus and just say, I love you, Lord. So whichever you are, that's okay. But we do need to do more than wonder about it and then go on away and forget it. So let's pray. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that that is the truth, that you have done something amazing in our lives and it does demand a response. for those who ponder today, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would be in the midst of their thinking. For those that go away praising and glorifying you, Lord, give them words to speak, to tell of your great name. And for those who just want to draw near to you and to kiss your cheek and to say, I love you, Lord, we ask that they may know your response of your loving embrace. We ask it in your precious name. Amen.